Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Many schools are reopened today, including schools in Boston. The T is running, though with limited service, and people are trying to get back to work today. Yet the snow cleanup is expected to run several more days. As WBUR's Fred Bever reports, Governor Baker is making sure the hardest hit cities and towns get some extra help.
Baker has two goals in mind.
We need to get the Commonwealth back to work, and we need to get our kids back to school.
To those ends, he's called up 500 members of the National Guard. 300 of them are adding their skills to the cleanup efforts with front-end loaders, bobcats, and other snow removal equipment, mainly in eastern Mass. As for the rest of the Guard troops, they're more of a shovel brigade.
200 will deploy in 50 teams of four men and women in Humvees, and will assist cities and towns in digging out hydrants and other critical assets.
On top of that, Baker has asked all the New England states, plus New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania to supply some 200 more pieces of snow moving and melting equipment. And Baker says he's authorized the purchase of two giant snow melting machines, which can process about 25 tractor trailer loads of snow an hour. But Baker took more of a hands-off approach to the woes of the staggering MBTA transit system. He says that promises about storm readiness were not kept, but he has no direct authority over the T or its general manager, Dr. Beverly Scott. She reports to the Department of Transportation's Board of Directors, where Baker's administration has only one seat.
I know that many of the people at the T have been working 24/7 for the past 2 weeks to keep as much of that system operational as possible. And I would include absolutely the general manager in my commentary on that. But we are going to have to figure out, and they are going to have to figure out, what the operating plan is going to be going forward here.
Scott says she has not spoken with Baker since the storms began, but she adds that if nothing else, the transit system chaos demonstrates a need for new investments in the T.
And if this does nothing more but then spark not only that conversation, but action. This is not a red or a blue conversation. This is purple.
Baker says any such conversations would have to start with the premise that taxpayers are already taxed enough. He says he will meet with top MBTA officials on Thursday, and he'll have that meeting, he adds, if the weather allows it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.